Welcome to the Comics Experiment, the show right here at twitch.tv/comicstorian, where every Thursday at about 2 p.m. Eastern, I sit down with Dan and Andy, and we discuss something interesting, unique, or fun in the comic book world. Sometimes we play a game.
We wave
we were
and
so perfectly timed. It's really good.
Sometimes we play a fun game. Sometimes we goof around with ideas. And today we're going to discuss what if we rebooted the DC Universe. Should it be rebooted today, tomorrow, next week at the end of Death Metal? That is the discussion that we're going to be having today. As I was saying, because I lost my train of thought, this show is aired every Thursday at Twitch, and then it's uploaded to Spotify, iTunes, and various other locations. It's then uploaded to YouTube, where many of you are watching it. And today's sponsor is
Honey, where you can go to joinhoney.com/RNBE to get honey for free and save money when you shop online.
Yes, that's our sponsor for the day. And you can also go to gfuel.com, get yourself some awesome G Fuel, and get 10% off with the code
comics.
You were trying to remember, weren't you?
I was trying to remember if there yes. was an S or not. I was like, is it comic or comics?
Yes.
Comics.
Little housekeeping note for you guys out there in the YouTube world and the audio. Our D&D game has moved over to our Comic Story and Gaming channel, mm-hmm. where we feel it'll do better because over here it kind of hurts the views, but over there we can get people who actually just want to watch the show. If you're interested, it should be uploading almost every Sunday. We might have to skip this Sunday only because we're trying to get in advance so we can do that, but as of right now, you can go there to catch it every Sunday is the overall plan with that project. Why am I William Shatner today?
I don't know.
I don't know. Can we get to the topic?
Yes, the topic Andy brought up today while working out at the gym. We had a cool one. We were going to delete Spider-Man, and Andy was like, let's delete that idea.
Because I thought it was stupid. Oh, sorry.
He was like, didn't we do that?
And yeah, I said, like, with Batman?
Yeah, we did it with Batman. It'd be very similar to Spider-Man. Anyway, so today, instead of that, we'll do that topic a little bit later. Andy wanted to talk about the idea of rebooting DC. But before we get into that, guys, when is a person like a piece of wood?
You know, my answer is way too inappropriate for this show.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got a really inappropriate answer. And that's all I can think about now.
Yeah, I can't think
when
of anything
else.
When
is a person like a piece of wood?
Yeah.
Just so we're clear, for all you jackasses out there, commenting on how it was awful to watch us try to figure out the riddles, you tried doing it while you're sitting here and having people watch you.
So when is a person like a piece of wood?
They're not. It's a wood pun.
Okay, that would be hilarious if that's the answer.
No, it's not. No.
When
I have no idea.
Person like...
I'm not good with riddles.
When they're a ruler.
That was pretty shitty.
Rulers can be plastic.
Yeah, that's shitty.
It's a riddle.
That's
I didn't make that up.
Riddle.
I prefer.
We didn't shut down the Riddler's riddles.
That's a decent riddle in like the 1800s before plastic was invented. Or I have a digital ruler.
When does a painter use a trigger instead of a brush?
A trigger instead of a brush. They're using a paint gun. That's a stupid riddle.
Is that what it is?
When he's a stick-up artist.
That's
that what?
These are dumb. Apparently these are bad puns.
They get worse
yeah,
as they go down.
These are bad puns.
Is this during the era when the Riddler was like just making
that's
puns?
That's the problem.
He's a punneter.
That's the problem when you're writing the Riddler, because right. You have to be smart enough to write the Riddler.
Right.
And they're not just terrible puns.
I'm trying to find one that's not a pun.
That's like a 1966 Batman Riddler, where there's just really crappy puns.
It's funny, though, because reading this, I can see why Riddler now gets so frustrated as he is, because he puts so much time into it, hoping for this, but gets Batman going,
just immediately knows
right
what it is.
Okay, last one.
Okay, good.
Why is silk like grass? I checked to make sure this wasn't a pun.
I don't know and care.
Both are sold by the yard.
Oh, that's a terrible pun.
I'm just kidding.
That's so bad.
These are awful.
They're so bad.
I didn't make these up.
I know, but they're awful.
This one I already looked up, and I don't even get the joke.
You're awful by association.
Yeah.
What is Joan of Arc made of? Made of Orleans. I don't even get that one.
That's Joan. Yeah, that's. What? That's another term for Joan of Arc.
Oh, is
she
it?
She was the maid of.
Oh, see,
Orleans. Yeah.
We'd have to be Tim Drake.
That's not a terrible pun. That's an actual answer.
That's clever.
That's not just a stupid pun.
All right. Well, Andy, what do you? Let's talk about the topic today. I've already tangented before we even got into it.
That was
not my fault. Dan,
I don't even know what
up.
The topic is anymore.
That was awful.
Why? How can Andy make better riddles than the Riddler?
No, probably not. I'm not that clever, honestly. I can make better riddles than those, probably. Mine are actual answers. It's like, when does a painter use a trigger? When he uses a paint gun.
I'm just thinking Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So a riddle's just like a fact told in a very confusing way.
There you go.
Okay, so Andy, today you brought up that you feel that it's time for DC to have a reboot.
In the sense that we were at the gym and I just went, DC just needs a reboot.
Yeah, that was basically it. We talked about it for like 5 minutes and I said, do you want to turn it into our topic? And he goes, yeah, I guess.
Yes, all right.
So if you, those who don't know, DC normally has a soft reboot every crisis. They kind of roll back a few things.
Yes.
The biggest reboot was New 52, but what did you say? They just chickened out?
Well, yeah, they didn't commit to it. That was the problem. They were like, we're rebooting. The whole universe is rebooted. But some stuff is staying.
Like Batman's
New 52.
We'll figure that out later.
Because Rebirth is essentially they did that, but they accepted that's what they wanted to do, where they were like, let's just change some things, and then when we don't want to change it, just add a blue glow, and we'll answer it later.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, but that's what they did with the New 52. They were like, we're going to reboot, but we're going to keep some stuff, but we're not going to tell you what we're going to keep. Mm-hmm. And we'll figure it out later. And then they didn't.
We'll figure it out mid-arc.
Well, the problem with New 52 is when they came out, they were very vague as to what was carrying over. Mm-hmm. But if you're reading the books, other than like issue 1 and 2 of Green Lantern and Batman, for the most part, it was like
Batman stayed.
Yeah, Batman was like, we're going to keep doing Batman's like, we're rebooting. These are my sons. It's Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, Tim Drake, Damian. Also, I'm 29, so you all fit in there somewhere.
Yeah, and he'd only been Batman for like 5 years, but supposedly he still had like Dick had taken over as Batman because he had died, and also Incorporated was still a thing. And
Didn't make Azrael was a whole thing in itself at one point, but they all did it for like a month. Yeah. Like Batman just had a very crazy. If everything that happened in Batman's life happened in 5 years, I'm surprised he wasn't like.
I would give up.
I'm done.
4 years in, I'm like, you know what? I've time traveled. I started a whole superhero corporation thing. I'm good.
I'm getting gray hair and I'm not even
like, I'm exhausted.
That's what I mean. And Green Lantern was another one where they rebooted. It's like, Hal Jordan, you're the one Green Lantern for Earth. And you also just fought in Blackest Night, which also didn't happen.
And he was also technically still Sinestro. Yeah. Parallax.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, that was still a thing.
But also, it was now a being. It's not the fact that you had a bunch of rings in Game 2 Powerful. Yeah, now it's actually the being of fear.
Yeah.
It's very confusing. So they didn't. They rebooted. That was probably the hardest reboot they've done. Although they've done other reboots after Crisis where they changed like Superman's origins and things like that. But yeah, they just didn't commit to it at all.
No, I'm trying to think. It was Batman and Green Lantern because they were the most successful at the time.
Yes.
So they just left them as is. Did everything. Because Superman rebooted.
More or less, he rebooted,
Well, he was the younger, more
brash
one.
They did the Grant Morrison
one.
Version. Where he was like starting out. But they didn't. He wasn't
Green Arrow
made a Lois anymore or anything like that. And they were just made him the CW.
Yeah. Green Arrow became the CW.
They always did that salmon ladder every issue. Yeah.
There was a whole sequence where they like an arc where they had like Felicity and Diggle in there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And then Diggle became like this hard veteran who was working for the enemy. I was like, what? Just
totally.
I'm trying to think of who else. Red Hood got a book. Because that was technically a reboot because he was still a villain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. That was probably one of the best things that came out of the New 52 was the reboot of Red Hood.
Yeah.
To make him an actual like
he was
black sheep of the Bat family, but still a hero, just more willing to,
He had that
people.
Weird suit. Wingman. He had the Wingman suit before because it came out of Battle of the Cowl and then he went to Incorporated. Yeah. So that was the last thing. I'm trying to think of what other major books because I don't think any. I think everyone else rebooted. Wonder Woman
pretty much. Brian Azzarello's was almost like, it almost didn't have anything to do with the DC Universe.
Which is why I loved it. Yeah, it was so really separate good. And it was all about the Greek
Except
gods.
Except that one time Superman showed up and punched Apollo in the face.
Do we get to include Aquaman and how he reboots every like 30 issues to another war between Atlantis
that is
and
true.
The surface world?
Yeah.
Hey, actually, is he doing that again right now?
They are, yeah.
Well,
essentially.
Pretty much.
Now it's
a war
with Atlantis.
Why is it with Aquaman, he reboots in his own continuity?
Well, it's because he's under the sea. When you're under the sea, you've got a different continuity.
Sing well, they say down where,
I was trying
down
to
where it's wetter, it is. What is it? It's always better down where it's wetter. Everybody knows that.
But yeah, every 30 issues is like, oh man, Atlantis hates the surface world again. Yeah.
Oh, here's Orm.
Exactly.
Maybe this time he's changed.
It's always Atlantis versus Arthur, Surface, Manta, Orm.
Yeah.
It's just to roll the dice and pick one of the
enemies. The only time they changed it up is when they killed him. Kind of.
I'll say, my personal opinion.
They put Mera in charge, and Mera's like, by the way, apparently Atlantis wants to go to war with the surface world.
God damn it. Also, Aquaman's still right there. He's like,
I'm not dead.
He's, like, he's behind a tree.
He gets on that giant seahorse that he used to ride around on the Silver Age. And
Lobo got rebooted. The pretty boy Lobo.
Yes.
That was the funniest one.
That was a good one.
Supergirl got rebooted to a bikini outfit.
Yeah, she mm-hmm. did.
But I actually liked her reboot.
It wasn't a bikini. It was a swimsuit. It was a one piece.
But I still liked her outfit.
Yeah, you did.
Her reboot was good.
Yeah, I liked her reboot because the idea was to take her away from Superman. Like, she's just angry teenage girl who can't even speak English, who's stuck on the planet now and became a Red Lantern because
of that. Are we talking Supergirl or Starfire? Because you literally just described the Starfire reboot as well.
No, Starfire
was in a bikini.
Was in a bikini, didn't speak the language.
No. Starfire rebooted with Red Hood during that reboot. It was Red Hood and the Outlaws. She was on the Outlaws. And they were like, do you remember Nightwing? And she's like, I don't remember anybody. Like, I don't. And they actually explained all that later, which is great, that she had blocked all the memories.
Interesting. Because that's not the one I'm talking about.
Then she went to Miami.
That's the one I'm talking about.
After they kicked her off Red Hood, she went to Miami for a spinoff book.
Yeah, that's the one I remember. Had good art.
The New 52 was a mess.
Yeah, it really was.
It had some good stories.
The Miami Starfire was DC.
In terms of continuity.
That's what it was.
DC did the worst possible thing, which is like, they were like, we're rebooting because of all the continuity problems. Yeah. By the way, we're going to keep all of the continuity problems and then add new ones.
Well, here's the kicker, Andy. You're forgetting about the reboot before the reboot. So we had New 52 for about five years.
Before?
And then we had Rebirth at the 6 years.
No, I know.
There was a reboot before Rebirth that did so badly, they just forget it existed.
Yes. Convergence.
No, Convergence fixed it. It was DCU. Oh, Superman lost his powers. Batman became Jim Gordon. Starfire went to Miami.
See, the Batman becoming Jim Gordon, I didn't feel it was part of that. It wasn't a reboot. That was just Scott Snyder's art.
Well, the DCU.
Because the point of that story was to show that Batman, and nobody could just be Batman. Right. Batman is Batman.
I think Scott Snyder tied it into it, but it was a part of the DCU.
I think they marketed it that way, but it was. At no point was Gordon supposed to be Batman forever. That wasn't a reboot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, but they were marketing as DCU as the new direction. This is the soft reboot. None of the heroes are how you recognize them. So the marketing was like, this is a pseudo reboot. Mm. And then they just wiped it under the rug. The only things that came out of that people liked. Red Hood teamed up with Arsenal, so they had the Red Hood Arsenal book.
Where they were traveling America, fighting crime.
Well, that one, and they also had the billboards. Call him. Yeah, was it 1-800-BATS?
That's the book you need. It's genius. Just supernatural with Jason Todd and Arsenal.
That's all it was, which is weird because Scott Liddell stayed on from Red Hood Outlaw to Red Hood Arsenal to Red Hood Outlaw. Like, it's the same writer the whole way through.
It was Red Hood and the Outlaws, and then Red Hood Outlaw. Get it correct?
True. Yeah. Right. They brought it back to the Outlaws.
And then it was Red Hood Casey Jones.
Hey, that costume's grown on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a fungus that you can't get rid of?
Burnside stuck around after that. Okay. That's the only thing that stayed out of DCU. And I think they're just like, that just happened. We don't even know where that came from.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all. I see, my problem with the reboots is it was just the end of New 52 when I first started reading. Mm. And then we went into apparently the DCU, Convergence, and DC Rebirth. As well as DC Universe, as well as all the Marvel ones that I've just kind of lost track. Especially the fact that there was a DCU and a DC Universe. What?
Spetsnats, you gave me the greatest idea. When we finally conclude Booster Gold and Blue Beetle D&D Adventures that you can find over at YouTube, Comic Story and Gaming on Sundays.
That was a clumsy plug.
Want me to do it again? So when we're finally done with your Booster Gold and Blue Beetle time traveling adventure D&D game that you can find at Comic Story and Gaming on YouTube and streamed here every Thursday, you guys are then going to be Red Hood and Arsenal traveling across America.
Dibs on Red Hood.
Love it. I'm totally okay with that. Right. I am actually very
that would
okay
actually
with
probably
that.
Go with our personalities a little bit better. Honestly.
Really good.
Because my Booster Gold is essentially Red Hood. Yeah. Have you ever tried just shooting them?
And you could be Arsenal, trying to assemble weapons wherever you go.
That would actually work out really. Why didn't we come up with that first?
Because then you could just go, oh, I don't have an idea. Pick a random Supernatural episode, watch it.
Take the monster, put it into a villain.
Exactly. All right, that is our sequel D&D game when we wrap up your current arc you're on.
I'm essentially time traveling Jason Todd right now.
And I'm kind of Arsenal-ish.
Yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
your additional companion will either be Starfire or Joker's daughter, depending on which arc we're in.
Let's make it Joker's daughter, but hot.
I mean, isn't she hot? Right. Just
no, she's got the face.
I said, ignore the face. Yeah, yeah. Ignore the Joker cut off face that she buckles to her head.
No, you got a weird choice in women.
I mean, you don't know Natalie wears at night. Anyway, moving on.
Like, put on this Joker's face's mask. Yes. Now I put on the Batcowl.
Let me guess.
Wait, no. I put on the Red Hood Casey Jones mask.
Sorry.
But then he goes, hold on, I want to put on some mood lighting. Turns off the lights, turns on the bat signal. Just above the bed, it's just this giant bat signal.
Jesus
Christ. Now look at me and tell me, do you want to know I got these scars?
Ask me who I am. Ask me who I am.
Wow, this is getting weird. It's got anyway, so DCU was a soft reboot, and then they did a full reboot with Rebirth because they were like, shit's just broken and weird.
No, they didn't do a Convergence. Rebirth wasn't a full reboot either. There was just everything from New 52, and then they started adding in the crap people were missing. So it wasn't a reboot. It was just like, okay, the things you guys were bitching about, we're bringing them back. Calm down.
Hey, remember Wally? He's conveniently been around the whole time.
He's back. Also, it's Dr. Manhattan's fault. We'll get to it in 6 years. Don't worry.
No, it's four.
When was Convergence? I'm so confused now.
That was just an event. That wasn't like a reboot.
Yeah, well, what
But it
year?
Was an event that actually changed some things.
Some things.
That actually...
That led into like Rebirth.
That led into... Yeah.
It was before... Yeah. It was during DCU because they did Convergence.
So that was the end
because
of
Because Superman came over initially. We had real Superman and New 52 Superman. And then we had
Real
Rebirth.
Superman.
And then they had, and then they rebirthed it, and then they got rid of the.
And then eventually they were like, it's too confusing. Merge them.
Well, yeah, it's basically what they did eventually. Exactly yeah, they killed them off.
Yeah.
Well, because I think they wrote themselves. It was 2015, so right before Rebirth.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
Convergence
the issue
led into Rebirth.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the issue they ran into with the Superman. They were like, okay, so you want old Superman back, but we have a new universe and Bruce Wayne and Wonder Woman don't know him. Mm-hmm. And instead of giving you a kind of a cool story where everyone gets to know each other, let's just pretend none of this happened, merge them together, they all know each other.
Right.
That's basically what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just easier that way.
I think it could have had a cool couple stories, though, where they actually try to get to know each other. Batman distrusting this new Superman.
Sure. Yeah.
Wonder Woman not sure what to do because she dated the other Superman.
Right, yeah. She's seen him nude.
But he was younger, so is this older one? Like,
This one's more jacked. I don't know.
Is he compensating for something?
Yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah.
He just looks a lot more.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So then we had Rebirth. And that, you're right. It just basically brought all the convoluted stuff from before forward.
They were like, reboot. And then we're just going to make it more and more confusing.
And then you had a bunch of weird things happen. Like, okay, so we've started over. Batman is being written by Tom King. Ugh.
And Flash by Joshua Williamson.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like this.
Joshy Dubs. Good job.
I'm going to tweet him that you called him Joshy Dubs on our podcast.
And next time we're at a convention, that's what you got to shout across the
floor. Joshy Dubs!
Joshy Dubs! In the house.
So we're now at the point where literally things are so convoluted. We were supposed to get a pseudo reboot again. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be 5G. That leak has been confirmed. But basically all the major superheroes are going to step down. They were all going to get replacements with a fifth generation of DC.
Which is also technically not a reboot.
Well, yeah, but mm-hmm. that they were just kind of reboot. Basically what Deceased is doing right now, it was going to be the reboot.
It was more of a sequel than a reboot.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, more of a sequel universe.
Yeah, exactly. Which still has all the crazy convoluted canon. It's just, you can talk about it with new characters.
Can you imagine like Damian sitting down with his child, like when he's 30?
Yeah.
He's like, did you die at one point? Yeah. We don't talk about
but
that.
I came back with like, superpowers?
Yeah, we don't talk about that either.
I came back with superpowers and then in some alternate realities, I'm Batman.
I was like, you said that and my first thought was, wait, are you talking about The Adventures of Super Son where it is Damian Wayne as a grandpa reading stories to the kids?
Yeah, that was funny.
He's actually going through, he's like, Superpowers, boring. oh, I killed KG Beast. You guys want to hear about that?
You talk about it? Cool. Oh,
here's the story where I got my redemption. Here's the story where I forgot about my redemption. Here's the story where I got my redemption.
Also, this is the one where I turned into kind of a dick again.
This is the one where I led the Teen Titans and I was a good guy. This is the one where I led the Teen Titans and I was a dick again.
over here's where I got Alfred killed, but don't worry, he got better.
That's like what?
You just got to skip ahead a couple of years. He got better.
So how would you reboot it, Andy? That's what this whole thing's leading to. But before we get into that segue, if you're going to reboot it, how would you get there, Dan?
That was a clumsy setup as well.
So okay, bad.
Hold on.
You reboot through a portal, Danny.
Need to reboot this show.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Honey. What is Honey? Well, Honey is a free browser extension that searches the internet to find every possible promo code and automatically test each one out to check out if it will save you money. Essentially, Honey is your online shopping best friend. It's super easy and free to download. Simply use our link, install on your browser, and then when you get to check out while shopping, press the Apply Coupons button and let Honey work its magic. I always use it on DoorDash orders since I find myself ordering out a lot and I usually save about $5 on my orders. It's fantastic. Honey has helped over 17 million members save over $2 billion in savings. So don't miss out on the money that Honey could save you too. It's simple. If you have a computer, Honey should be on it. It's free and it works with whatever browser you use. You can get Honey for free today at joinhoney.com/RNBE. That's joinhoney.com/RNBE so that they know that we sent you. Thanks, Honey, for supporting today's episode.
Comics Experiment Reboot. Dan grew a beard.
It's just me. Hello.
Welcome to the Comics Experiment.
But I have to do it like Tales from the Crypt. I'm the Crypt Keeper.
I say right now, one of these episodes, when we open the portal and close it, you two need to swap seats.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Is it an experiment to see if anyone will notice?
That would be a funny one.
All right, and we close the portal. Okay.
All
reboot.
Right.
Do it. Give us the D sequel. Do it.
Go. Andy, you said you had the whole thing in your head this morning.
What? No, I didn't.
You were like, as a creative exercise, I've rebooted every universe 20 times.
What? No. No, I did not say that.
I don't know what you said to me this morning.
That's fair.
I actually have a good thought.
So I would do, in my personal opinion.
Oh, well, we're screwed.
And this will anger a lot of people.
Oh, God.
You need to do a full universe reboot. Now, I'm not
saying.
Would
you delete Batman?
Yes, I would, 100%.
This is simple, similar to what I'm thinking.
So, now, because that would piss off everybody, or a lot of people, mostly the big nerds. So you should do it, if you want to keep going with your normal convoluted universe, that's fine. Just do it like the Ultimate Universe did back in the day, where it's just you have a whole other set of comics that you can start over from the beginning, and you don't have to worry about 75-plus years of Batman.
I mean, that was the problem. That's what they tried in New 52, and they chickened out.
Well, that's the problem. They didn't. They got to commit to it.
Yeah.
So I would say that's what they need to do. Pick five books. Take all the big.
Okay.
Take all the members of the Justice League. Start that way. Okay. You got Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Hal Jordan, or John Stewart, depending on whoever you want to do as
They're
a Green
doing
Lantern.
That.
Not so, Earth One.
I was gonna say, what if they just turned Earth One into a monthly?
So that's what they should have done. Earth One as a graphic novel system works pretty well. The stories are pretty good. If they had just turned it into a monthly, these five heroes make up this universe, and obviously you have side characters. That makes sense. And then turn that into, that's what they should have done, not we get like 4 years in between Batman graphic novels.
I know.
That are only supposed to be like weeks apart in terms of like the timeline. And then they don't mention each other.
They technically did that with Earth 2, but then they let Earth 2 get convoluted.
They merged it into the normal DC universe. So that what they need to do is they need to start from scratch. You don't have to worry. And just do like Ultimate Comics did, but like learn from their mistakes. Because the problem with Ultimate Comics is it went too long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you have all these convoluted crap again. So it's like start over, pick and choose what storylines you want from the history of DC Comics, change them up, update them, and do it that way. But have like a clear ending, which they won't do because if it does well, they'll just keep going with it.
Or,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if they're like, we're going to do this for 5 years,
right. Tell
stories from 5 years, we got creators on each book, they have to give us a 1 to 5, this is what they're doing. But the second if it starts selling well, they'll be like, we're going to keep going.
What if they turn it into just I have a comment to this. Don't worry, you can tell your whole version because I haven't thought of a way to reboot it. I don't know why. We planned this topic 3 hours ago, and I was like, "Eh,
literally
they got it."
Well, mine's literally like a fleshed out version that's very similar to yours. So,
well, what if they were to take your idea, reboot with a clear cut 5-year plan, and then it reboots again, and the year is over? This is the new start for DC Comics.
Was to me, I mean, I that could so work too.
Earth 1, Earth 2, Earth 3.
Well, the thing is, it's like you can tell more interesting stories. Because the problem with mainstream comics now, one is the convoluted continuity.
Yeah.
And two is they keep telling the same story over and over and over again. For instance, just looking at Batman, okay? In Scott Snyder's Batman run, the Joker took over Gotham City with those giggler zombie things he had. Everybody was giggling like Jokers and they're attacking everybody, right? Skip forward to Tom King's run. The Joker and the Riddler went to war in Gotham City and then Bane took over. Skip forward to Tinian's run. The Joker has taken over Gotham. It's like,
with giggling zombies.
Why does anyone live in Gotham City anymore?
Because it's cheap.
It's got to be cheap.
It's like $10 a week.
You know what I'm saying? It the real estate better be cheap as hell.
Okay, so...
But that's what I'm saying. So you can, at this point, they're just telling the same stories over and over again. So if you reboot, if you go to year one of Batman, year one of Superman, year one of Wonder Woman, you know, Green Lantern, whether it be John Stewart, Hal Jordan, whoever, and then at the end of the first year, do a JLA book.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You can tell interesting stories, update some of the best stories from the past,
right,
and then call it good.
We're going to move the topic on. Dan doesn't get to say anything.
No, so, let him say his thing.
No, I know. But the only thing I want to say is, I'm going to go into it in a minute, but you actually bring up a really heavy point that we talked about yesterday on the RTX panel that I was on.
Okay.
Because I know you want to talk about his thing.
So yeah. It's actually very similar to what you were thinking. So currently in the comics, I'm actually using the current events to make it work. Okay. Perpetua is goddess of the multiverse.
Sure.
Batman Who Laughs feeding anti-crisis energy to her so she can do her thing. Everyone just got sent to the different crises, and they're doing different things.
Chrissy.
Okay, now this is my way to reboot the DC universe in this manner. That would be a 5-year plan that they would allow to do something down the road. All the different major superheroes within the Justice League do have to go to the different timelines of these different crises. They infuse themselves with the crisis energy of that specific one. They defeat Perpetua in doing that. That rebirths the entire multiverse, but the different characters get sent to the universe of the crisis that they were infused with.
Okay.
And then they essentially have their own universe to work with. So like Superman post Forever Evil, I'll just use that because that for some reason popped into my head. You have him go there. You can now write any Superman comic you want because it is not on the same Earth as the other major ones that are going to be in their own planet. But so each world has the different crises. Then later down the road, something happens and you kind of get a incursion event kind of thing.
Where like a convergence?
Exactly. Something like that, where like the different crisis energies merge together and they have to try and figure out how to singularize the multiverse again.
Okay, you're wrong.
It's an interesting idea for an arc, but I still say it's too convoluted.
That's
I think
what
it would just
say.
Be easier just to go, you know what? We're doing a side universe, Earth, whatever. Call it Earth 8467, because I don't think that's an actual one. And it's just,
actually,
it
Andy?
Might be. Yeah, it might be. Who knows? That's the one with all the monkeys on it. it's just, hey, we're starting here. Go.
See, so the only reason,
I wouldn't make it an event.
The only reason I did it that way was so that each comic can just do what they want and not have to worry about the other comics. That's because that's where a lot of convolution comes in when read is the fact that I'm reading something and I go, that can't be right. They're doing this over here. But if I went, oh, Superman, I know this doesn't relate to any of the other comics going on. They're just going to occasionally have them mentioned in here. Cool. I can stick to one. I don't have to care about everything else. Mm.
So
that's my main purpose.
This actually reminds me of a discussion we had yesterday. And based upon either one of your ideas, yours is convoluted. Yours is very straightforward. Don't like yours at all. You suck. Anyway.
Welcome to my job. That's literally every day.
And I'm always told what a genius I am.
I'm playing around.
So which is nice.
So yesterday we were talking about why do we think that comic books and movies, movies, video games are more popular, even though they're about the same heroes, than the comic books. And the point that I brought up is comic books are too convoluted at this point.
Yes, they are.
If they could just end DC, go all in and be like, we are done. and they just did five straight lines that follow the actual plot, they would do better. And the reason why the video games do better
is because you don't have to worry about anything else.
Right. MCU, you're like, I have to worry about these 20 movies. And they barely touch on each other. They're all interconnected, though. So I'm rewarded if I watch everything, and I don't feel like I'm missing anything if I don't watch it all. Unless you get to Endgame and you didn't watch anything.
I was going
to
say, I'm like, wait a second. There are some movies that is not the case.
Think about it real quick. If you take out Infinity War and Endgame, because those two were very obviously the footnote to an entire 10 years of movies.
Correct.
Think about any other movie. You could watch any of them and be pretty much okay. Even some of the sequel movies.
For those other ones, yes. But at the end of the day, you kind of watch them because of Endgame and Infinity.
Right. In the Spider-Man game does a great job of giving you Peter Parker's life, the other characters. You have 20 to 30 hours of learning all about Spider-Man without it going crazy. You're in a very straightforward path. Mm-hmm. Very easy to digest all this information. Then we go into comic books and we look at the current event in both of them, Empire and Death Metal. If you are not a comic book reader, you don't understand
what the hell is going on.
Oh, here's Speed Metal. Okay, is that tied into Death Metal? And there's a Flash on this one, a Batman on it. So do I got to get Flash? They're all apparently tied together. There's also this Batman thing. He's fighting Joker over here. How does that? Is this other guy? He looks like Joker, but with a spiked helmet. Nothing is explained. Nothing's linked. And as comic book readers, we love it because we love that sprawling continuity. We love following along. Empire was the exact same problem because Empire is like, here's plant monsters and Kree and Skrulls and we're all fighting. And I'm reading through the She-Hulk book and I didn't read the Avengers Empire tie-in. And apparently she was used to carry plants to fight the Avengers. Mm-hmm. Like, all of this stuff doesn't get explained. And in comic books, you feel like you do need to read everything to fully grasp what's going on. But in a Spider-Man game, if it doesn't happen in that game,
I don't care.
Right. And the coolest thing, the Avengers are on the West Coast. What could that be? They'll never elaborate. Yep. Like, and that's that.
And see, that's why I went with the direction of they get their own Earth, because then you don't have to. As long as you know what the main superhero is, you know that it's in their stuff. You don't have to need to worry about all these other ones. Because that is the problem, is when you do, like you were saying, I wouldn't really say that I enjoy it, because I'm not a big fan of the insane convolutedness.
But your idea's already there. You're literally, right now, if I just want to read Batman, I'll go read Batman. If I just want to read Superman, I'll just go read Superman. I can read Amazing Spider-Man, and it's not touched on by nothing.
Until you get into the giant event. Not entirely the case.
What?
Until you get into the giant event.
Until you get towards
the Amazing Spider-Man itself didn't jump into anything.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're handled in their own way.
But that's
comics are aware that that is a problem, so they're like, okay, Batman's Batman. Like, okay,
but
Flash
he's also in Justice League, but you don't need to read Batman to know that Batman is in Justice League.
But they don't keep that clear problem. The biggest problem is that you go to the comic book store and you're staring at 50 to 60 books.
Because
they're also got the last four issues of Batman up there.
Yeah, yeah.
So they do not make it.
And there's four different types of Batman. We got Detective Comics, we got Batman,
it's too much. And it's obvious why they do it. Because they're worried that if they cut all the way down, it's the same thing with YouTube. If we cut all the way down, are we going to hurt our revenue or increase? Because now people can follow it and they can get on board. No one knows, and everyone's too scared to cut back and go that route.
Sure.
If DC were to end today, just end, and the next month they go, here's Batman number one. And then the month after, they're like Batman number two and Superman number one. And they just slowly eased into a brand. Because even when the New 52 started.
Oh, it was poof.
Look at all those number ones.
So confused. I'm just gonna get Batman. It's just easier.
And that's the issue, though. Like, there's nothing's clear about comic books. Comic books need a reboot in general, and then they also need to very clearly be like, because New 52 did amazing for sales because they pitched it as a reboot. Matter of fact, I wasn't hardcore reading DC at the time. I was hardcore reading Marvel, and I was mostly just reading Batman. And at New 52, I'm like, okay, well, it's a jumping on point. Let's see if I can get involved in the current comics. And I read a bunch of Green Lantern, and I'm like, what is all this stuff they're talking about? And then I went to Amazon, and I went, Blackest Night, Parallax.
Because all of that stuff was still technically in canon, even though it was a reboot.
But it hooked me in by promoting it and kind of going at that. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that, because then I ended up spending a couple $100 on all these graphic novels to read while in Afghanistan.
Sure.
But I feel like a reboot would be very good. And if they do a reboot, like you said, they need to commit to it and then do
start over
and make everything individual. Because we're kind of doing that now, but it needs to be promoted that way.
Right.
Like DC's rebooting. Month one, we have Batman. Month two, you're going to get Superman. Month three, you're going to get Flash. They go in that route. And then by the time we get to the 18th month, Justice League will be made. You can know the whole story going up to that. Go 5 years, tell a complete story. Something happens that destroys it. Start over again.
I wouldn't even say you have to destroy it. I would just say you have to end it.
Yeah.
Do a time jump. Every year is a time jump. Let's whatever amount of time. I don't know. But like say, okay, this is first year we're doing Batman year one. 12 issues. That's Batman year one. Whoever the writing and art team is, right? Go to all your artists and writers and be like, all right, pitch me Batman year one. And we're doing it in a year. This is it. And then after that, jump forward 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Batman 5 years ago. Pitch me a Batman year five story.
Right.
Okay, and then whatever amount of time at the end your universe, whether that's everybody retires and we allude to there's new heroes taking over that we never tell. You
just
don't have to keep going. You can just be like, that's the end. Whether it's like a Kingdom Come style of book.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this is the end of this universe. There are other stories after it, but we're not telling them.
I'm actually going to say right now, I would not approve of the alluding to something, because in this day and age, you allude to something, it's a cool idea, people jump on it, they make it a thing, it turns out to be terrible, and you're like,
well, that's
well,
why
awesome.
You don't actually tell it.
Yeah.
You can't allude to it, because then it's a
no, you can. That's the best thing.
It's a business, though.
Well,
they're
yeah,
going
to they
make
need
the money.
To do it, and then they can do another reboot if they want to.
But well, that's
can be
our
like,
chat is
that's
saying there.
That's the end of this universe, and we're done, and we're not talking about it anymore.
Yeah.
You can talk about it.
Our chat asks, they were like, does this mean countless reboots? Yes, because the problem is, like the problem with New 52 at the end of the day, regardless of you liking or disliking the ideas, 6 years in, it was crazy convoluted again. That's why they did a
reboot.
It was
even more crazy convoluted because you still all the crap they
exactly.
supposedly didn't have anymore.
Ultimate Universe was great until about 5 years in when half the heroes are dead and the other half are alive and we've revamped everything.
Yeah.
And it's still going.
Yeah.
The problem is, no matter what your property is, the longer it goes, the more convoluted and crazy it will be. And I have two examples that aren't in comic books. First off, Supernatural. If you try watching season 15 right now and you haven't watched it since, what, 7?
Yeah, yeah.
You will have almost zero idea what is happening.
Mm.
There's no way to explain it, and they're not trying to explain it anymore. They're keeping the fans involved, and Supernatural is ending. And they've even alluded to, maybe we'll come back, and maybe we'll reboot
it.
With Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki, whatever.
Yeah.
So we want a Supernatural season 1 through 6 where you can pick up any of them and just be enjoyable, not
yeah.
7 through 328.
There you go.
Yeah. Another great example is video games. And two of our favorite games, one of which you hate, one of which you love, went on too long with no definitive conclusion. First off, Kingdom Hearts technically should have only had 3 parts. And there was like 20 parts in between each part because they didn't want to do another part.
Hate one.
I assume it's the hate one. I don't know what the other one is going to say.
You like Kingdom Hearts?
No, I hate Kingdom
Hearts. Okay, that's the one
I said
he's going to hate.
Okay, well, you. Yeah.
What's the one I love?
Okay, yeah,
Metal Gear. Metal Gear, true Metal Gear, not like.
Okay.
But that definitely went, like, by the time we got the 4,
yeah.
and then they were thrown in Revengeance and, just end this. Why are we still, okay, now we're going back to Vietnam with Big Boss.
That was the best one, to be
fair. They're great, but at the same time, if you try to sit down and look at the continuity.
Oh, yeah, no, it's awful.
Resident Evil at 7 should have been a reboot. Because now they're like, okay, so now there's like 4 viruses floating around.
Yeah, everybody's got a virus. Plus, every city's been taken out by zombies at least once.
There's always at least one couple of people where one's probably got it and you got a question saving them. Or the one that's helped you the whole time.
But Resident Evil has gone on too long. Yep. The plot is great, and if you've been following it since Resident Evil 1, all the way back when we were kids playing it on PlayStation because Mom wouldn't let us, but we found a way to get it. that's over 20 years.
Mm.
So 20 years of Resident Evil continuity is confusing for a lot of people. 20 years of Metal Gear, because I think Metal Gear, NES came in the 80s, right? So 30 years of Metal Gear continuity,
like that. I don't know.
Is confusing for people. So where they have to go read wikis, they have to watch videos that we made on our gaming channel. What I'm saying is, like, I've never met anyone who was able to keep track of Metal Gear from NES till now and never used any ancillary stuff to keep track of it.
Mm.
It's easy to keep track of, but you need to go through it. Well, guess what, guys? 80 years of comics is going to
it's
be a little
difficult.
And sure, there's a wiki.
They help to an extent.
But what I'm saying is, like, you can go read the wiki, and you can be like, holy crap, look at all the stuff that happened. Or you can reboot and, hey, I'm on board at day one, and I don't have to go read 9 wikis about every Justice League member and their sidekicks. Right. Because you and I do the Resident Evil stories in the gaming channel right now, and you can go read that wiki in an hour. Have you ever tried to go through the Marvel Wiki?
No. I'm not doing that. I like Batman, and I don't even go through his wiki. All right, is this pre-crisis? Which one?
That's always the worst when they say it's pre-crisis.
Which one?
Crisis?
Yeah.
I mean, Roxas, you have a great... I mean, the Pokemon timeline originally was, hey, kid, go catch 151 Pokemon.
Also, your mother is awful.
But dang, Andy, I bet you professor. Don't even know this because you liked Pokemon when you were kids, but you haven't stayed up with
I
it,
played right? Red and Blue.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like when we were kids.
Good choices.
Did you know at some point they diverged them into a multiverse?
I did not.
Because they retconned the timeline.
Which one is Ryan Reynolds in?
Oh, yeah. That's actually,
that's
I don't know.
Actually Detective Pikachu. It's its own game.
Oh, okay. Cool. No, but they actually, the Pokemon timeline has gotten so convoluted that they retconned in Mega Evolutions. And in order to retcon it in, they said, well, the Red and Blue timeline's over here. The Mega Evolution timeline's over here. That way, Mega Evolution's been around since the beginning, even though you didn't have it over here.
See, that's the problem. We need to let things end.
Yeah. Yes.
And now companies won't, because that's the nature of business.
Yeah. Right.
But which is why I think if you did a 5-year alternate universe, you can just let it end. Sort of like, did you read the Peter Parker comic, where each issue was a different decade?
Life Story.
No, I didn't.
Life Story's okay. Great.
So the idea was, it was Peter Parker at his origin, like original origin, to his death. Mm-hmm. And each issue was a different decade or what. I forget if they jumped decades or not. I can't remember.
Oh, it was decades. Every issue was a 10-year decade.
And it's like he actually aged and evolved as a character and the plots. And they even added in different plots from the history of Spider-Man. They just put it into that. That's what you need to do with the DC Universe. Take 5 years and do that. And
that's probably my biggest complaint with the DC Universe right now.
And you could still have your other convoluted as hell. Just make it an alternate line.
Yeah.
Sort of like the Earth Ones, but have it come out as a monthly book, not 4
Earth
years
One
in between each graphic
I think that's something
novel.
Everyone can agree on. Yeah. Earth One needs to come out more frequently.
The biggest problem
and
that I've had...
like an actual universe, because they don't seem to be actually mixed.
The biggest issue that I have, it's only because Green Lantern doesn't seem to fit in it with anything.
Well, that's like in the future where he's like a space hauler.
Yeah.
Who knows?
The biggest issue that I have with comic books is the fact that it's circular storytelling and nothing ever gets to evolve.
It's the same thing, yeah.
Damian has gone from little shit to awesome leader to learning from his dad to he's learned all of his mistakes to now I'm a little shit on this team and I got to start all over again with no answers or anything. Mm-hmm. Nightwing has gone from I've gone all the way to being Batman to now I have to be Nightwing again. Now I'm Rick Grayson. Now I've reverted back to Nightwing. Like they always find
for a while,
reasons.
He actually had evolution, and then he got stuck.
Right, and then he got stuck.
Yeah.
Red Hood has gone from
he's actually had evolution.
Villain, anti-hero, villain, anti-hero,
anti-villain.
Now he's an anti-hero, and since the New 52 to now, I feel like he's learned the same lesson 3 times.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah, because now they're like, well, we can't really evolve him, so he learns a lesson about working with a team and how to be his version of Batman and how he can work with the family and not. And screw Penguin, you know, like
seriously, that's like of all the rogues to kill, Penguin.
You can't even do it right.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, they constantly go through the same circular storytelling over and over and over. It's just like Superman learns to trust John, let John do his own thing. John literally goes to the future, leads his own team of superheroes, and comes back, and Superman's like, but your mother and I still don't want to let you out past curfew.
Yeah. Also, drink your milk. No?
And that's my biggest issue.
Batman's learned to trust his family in, like, every arc since the New 52.
And then the next arc starts with him
not trusting his family again. Each writer is like, I gotta have a story where Batman learns to trust everyone around him.
Yeah.
Also, we'll do
it. Is everybody doing a Joker War right now? He's like,
yes.
Oh,
he
I can
said it. He goes, I know I haven't trusted you guys, and I need to learn to work better. You said that 3 arcs ago.
It's just like the Tony Stark thing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
that's probably
the best example of they wrapped up an entire
he found
arc,
himself.
Found himself, and then they started up a brand new thing
where he's got to find himself.
Trying to find himself.
Oh, yeah, because I've read all of Iron Man 2020. I loved it.
It's fantastic.
And it resolved with, I have my money, everything's good to go. And next one's like, you've lost your money, Stark.
Yeah.
And then, Tony Stark Iron Man 1 comes out, and they're like, but guess what? Now you've got an $85 billion buyout package that you're now retiring with, and you got billions in stock. And it's like,
I read that comic, and I saw what you guys are talking about Wasp. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tony, we need to talk.
Yeah.
It's over. Yeah, cool. I felt the same way.
And she's just that big.
Can't even be bothered to size up.
It was like the writer's like, oh, he's dating Janet in Dan Slott's run, right? Yeah, let's end that.
Honestly, that was my biggest problem with that was they could have just been like, you know what, this is different. But they had to go, No, this is directly connected to the arc we're repeating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think they need a fresh reboot. I think a lot of things need a fresh reboot. We've hit a point now with media where we've got so much media to absorb, things won't end. And look at the things that don't want to end. Very few of them have ended in the way that people wanted them to. I love Supernatural 15, but if it had ended at 5, it probably would be
would have been better.
Yeah, we had a complete story. I love Assassin's Creed, but it should have ended with the death of Desmond. Mm-hmm. Now we've had like what, 5 other games that are
now
spinning their wheels.
We've had Pirates Creed. We're getting Vikings
that was in
Creed.
Desmond. Vikings Creed's new.
We had
Greek Creed.
I mean, Call of Duty has literally just been like, okay, so wait, you guys just like Price and Ghost? Mm-hmm. Hey, they're back.
Sure.
Yeah.
You guys like Black Ops? Yeah, Resnick is doing something in Vietnam. We'll tell you
why
how
not?
Later.
Woods is there too. Sure.
And then we get Borderlands, where you get Borderlands 1, then Borderlands 2, the sequel, then you get Borderlands, the pre-sequel, which goes after the...
Like, that, that's the problem. Nothing ever ends when it realistically should.
No, because if it's making money...
And they keep going with it.
That's why I was saying you can't allude to anything because they would something.
Well, yes. See, and I mean, you can. I mean,
in a
looking
perfect
at,
world,
in
yes.
a perfect world, you allude to this future and then you end it. Well, I mean, Kingdom Come, they did a story after that. Watchmen, they've done so many stories after that, and we just had Doomsday Clock,
yeah.
Which is like realistically, Alan Moore, you know, Mark Waid, all them, they wrote an ending to their story.
Yeah.
Now DC obviously is like, eh, screw it, we'll have somebody else keep going with it. But I mean,
which is a decent
in an ideal world, I could write a beginning and an end to a DC universe, mm-hmm. you know, its own little thing.
No middle, then, just a beginning.
No, no, beginning and okay. end. You figure out the middle. I'll allude to it in the ending.
Okay.
And then
I appreciate
I'll allude
it.
To the future.
I appreciate it. Okay.
But you know what
I'm
saying?
But if you ended it, they then would be like, the Andy versus continuing
say,
if with the Dan Rumbles
hashtag
writer.
Release the Andy cut.
And like, if it was super popular, which let's be honest, if I was writing it, it would not be. But... I would piss everybody off. I have some very specific ways.
You would kill Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, but you would do it and not even show it. You would.
That would be awful. No, that would be awful.
Can you You'd believe like, they died in that plane crash? It's so weird. They were carrying.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah,
it was kryptonite in the cargo.
And for the record, I hate soft reboots too. Because Tevye brought up that the God of War thing was a soft reboot.
Yeah,
no, it's continuing the plot.
Yeah, soft reboot is just changing the style slightly. But
yeah, that's all it is.
It's
soft reboot's a new writer.
That's basically it. Yeah. Flash is going through a soft reboot right now, and everyone's like, it's not ending. Like, no, it's not. None of that stuff that you know is... get over it. The series is over just because they don't want to end the number because they don't want to end it.
Yeah.
They could have ended Joshua Williamson's run. You could read up to issue 762 of Flash and just not read anymore.
Yeah.
And you've
call
got
it good.
Yeah, you've got a conclusion.
And realistically, that's kind of the way I read comics.
Yeah.
I read, you know, like Scott Snyder's run. I have all those graphic novels. Those are great. I don't need to know, and thankfully, I don't need to know what happened in Tom King's run. Because you can just read good stories.
Now. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you don't terribly worry about continuity, which I don't because I don't care. I just like a good story. I can pick and choose what I want to read and I'm good. Now, if I'm following Batman forever, it's just like, wow, this is really confusing.
Right.
But if I just grab a graphic novel that I want to read...
I mean, even Invincible, though, tried to reboot. And then eventually they said, let's just end it.
No. They did the reboot. So yeah. The entire point of Invincible was basically Robert Kirkman...
Making fun of normal stuff.
So it's the same thing when he changed his costume and then he got his costume back.
Yeah.
Somebody else took over as Invincible. He just does that. So there wasn't an actual reboot.
No, I remember getting on. They were promoting, it's the reboot.
Yeah.
And I jumped on.
But
like,
it was like, reboot? ?
Yeah.
And then he actually ended it and had an ending and alluded to future stuff.
Yeah.
But they didn't keep going with it. They just ended it.
But like the God of War one's a great example because God of War, we all loved that new one that came out.
Oh, I love it.
But it literally, like they were like, it's a soft reboot. No, they literally said, oh, he just traveled universes.
Yeah.
So everything else happened.
Yeah.
So it's not a soft reboot. It's just,
the next chapter.
They
even bring it up when he goes to hell and he sees his father.
Yeah.
And like the very beginning of the game, he goes, you're new to like the, whatever the god is. Like he's like,
Balder?
You're new. Yeah, Balder is like, you're new to this land and I'm going to kill you for coming from where you came from.
Yeah.
Essentially.
That's what I mean. But like,
you ain't from around here, is you, boy?
The problem
I mean,
with
that's
God
the
of
way
War,
looks here,
they had to do some form of reboot because he literally killed, I think, every Greek god.
He did, yes. He wiped out the Greek.
Like, you got to a point where they're like, even going to those weird spinoff gods that you were like, wait, that's a god? Like,
God of going
you
to
killed
the bathroom.
You killed the god of the sun, but this is the god of heat. Kind of connected to the sun.
It's different.
This is the god of the sun. This is the god of the star. Different. but the same.
That's what I say. Different, different, same. And that's exactly what they did. The only reason I guarantee you that if they didn't run out of gods, that would have probably just been mm-hmm. God of War goes to hell to fight the gods again. Doom soundtrack.
I killed God you, of War, and I'm going to kill you again.
So, I mean, I love how the short episode of 30 minutes. Andy's right.
I told you it wasn't going to be 30 minutes.
Well, the topic turned into a lot better. We got to a really good discussion.
My idea was genius. You guys suck.
So, you know what? For now on, Andy, since you don't have much to write, every week you come up with the topic.
Okay.
You have a week to think about it.
All right. Next week, I got it right here. Reboot Batman. What is your actual reboot for Batman?
Okay. Oh, we could do that.
I'll give you a full week. Go.
He trips and falls on a rock and breaks his neck. And that's the issue one, and that's the last issue of the series.
Batman's like, oh, I'm Batman. And done.
Done. And I'll name it The Realistic Batman.
He tries to, all right, so he's a grappling hook. And, oh, my arm.
Jesus.
Why didn't I think this would work? All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Comics Experiment. Today we discussed possible reboots and why we all need reboots in every form of everything.
And how that nothing needs to interconnect. So just stay yourself.
Like, Marvel should have rebooted with Secret Wars, but that's a topic for another day. Should have just taken
fully rebooted.
Yeah, it should have been and we're starting over.
Yeah.
That's that.
Yeah.
And they're gonna, and somebody would be like the Ultimate Universe? No, shut up. Someone kill that guy.
We literally just crushed that so we can do it here.
Yeah. It's not the same thing.
Punisher, take care of him.
Completely different.
Right, hey.
Anyway, guys, hope you enjoyed this. Don't forget to check out our sponsor,
Honey, where you can go to joinhoney.com/RNBE to get honey for free. Save money when you shop online.
And you can also check out our other sponsor,
G Fuel, where you can go to G Fuel, use the code COMICS at checkout to save 10% off your order.
And... yeah, that's it. Thank you guys so much for your time. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to check us out on twitch.tv/comicstorian, where we do podcasting every Tuesday and Thursday. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, all those other platforms. And yes, all of you asking, I'm going to be moving our D&D game to Spotify, so you can just listen to the audio of Dan rolling and going nat one.
Yeah. Well, I don't say nat one. I just go, oh.
Oh, no.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week right here.
Bye, guys.